Hello all, this is JC3 from Is This Real? Do you want to start your own podcast? Then look no further than Buzzsprout.com. We here at Green Hour Media use Buzzsprout, and we love the team at Buzzsprout. They are all about helping you succeed. Buzzsprout gets your show listed in every major podcast platform. Follow the link in our show notes to let Buzzsprout know that we sent you. It gets you a $20 paid Amazon gift card if you sign up with a paid plan and helps support our show. Join us and over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout.com to get your message out to the world.
KLS Studios in Paterson, New Jersey. Green Hour Media proudly presents Is This Real? Tonight, the End of the World Tour as Season 12 continues. And now your host, JC3.
Who wants better sex? And who wants better sex starting now? The best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com.
Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just any item.
But that's not all. When you select your one item, you will also get three bonus items. That includes a gift for him, a special gift for her, and a gift you'll both like.
Plus, six free movies for your viewing pleasure and free shipping.
There is discreet shipping as your privacy is priority. Plus 100% free shipping on your entire order.
Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy. It will all be packaged and sent discreetly for free.
Don't wait. Better sex is just one click away.
That's 50% off one item, three free gifts, six free movies, and free shipping.
Bring more pleasure and satisfaction to your bedroom.
Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire.
Just enter code QUESTION at checkout.
That's QUESTION, QUESTION, at adamandeve.com.
This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast only. So be sure at checkout you punch in the code QUESTION. That is QUESTION. At checkout and get your 50% off one item, 10 free gifts, and free shipping. Remember, use code QUESTION. Also remember to listen to Is This Real every Sunday at 8 o'clock with new episodes starting July 16th. Remember, everybody, question everything and put that question at the end of your checkout.
AdamandEve.com.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to another fantastic episode of Is This Real?
Is this real?
Tonight's episode, as Big Joe said, we are talking about the End of the World Tour. And what is the End of the World Tour? We're talking about apocalyptic events that were predicted that may have come true, maybe?
We're still here.
We're still here, so...
We're live from the tundra.
I don't think they did come through, come...
Nope, it didn't happen.
It did not happen.
Live from the gulag right now.
Live from the gulag.
It certainly is the temperature of the fucking gulag.
Shut the fuck up, all right, you giant fucking bubblegum.
It feels like I'm fucking podcasting from the middle of the fucking Siberian wilderness, okay?
Hey, you know what? If we had a fucking budget, we could afford heat. Leave our fucking little 14-watt fucking heater.
We have cameras and microphones, but we don't have a base heater.
Can we not talk about our budget on air? Thank you very much. Don't let them know where you
are. Why, are you afraid someone's going to send us money?
Anywho.
And by the way, I got to say, I did a lot of research this week. Not for this show, but for our podcast. And I had a guy all lined up for, cults. He does a cult thing. Serious guy, yeah. So I emailed him. I called him first, and he said, well, just send me everything, you know. So he listened to our podcast, and apparently he got back to me and said, it sounds like you guys are having fun, but yet you're way not serious enough for me to be on your show.
What episode did you send him?
Huh?
What episode?
I just sent him the link from the...
Oh, okay.
And he went in, and he said he listened to it, and he says, it's a nice, nice thing. You guys are having a lot of fun, but it's not serious enough for him. So I say, with all due respect, go fuck yourself.
Okay? That's right.
Okay.
All right, there you go. That's not fucking, you know, too bad. We'll find other guests. Some guy got him beating down the door now. I'm going to just book him and then fuck you.
All right, so the end of the world, guys.
Book him and then fuck him?
He's not bitter at all.
I'm going to fuck him and book him.
Which one are you going to do first?
I don't know.
All right, so the end of the world. So let's talk about the end of the world.
Oh my God.
Can't get here quick enough.
So
anyway.
What?
Hold on real quick. You are recording audio through there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Why? What? You didn't hit fucking record, didn't you?
We're only at 16 seconds.
You're a fucking
asshole.
See,
I mean,
asshole.
Enough
for
nothing.
My
the roadblock
God.
Takes a fucking night off and everything.
I hit the button and it didn't do it. I apologize.
You know
he's
such a fucking
You know
asshole.
What it is? My hand was trembling because I had no fucking heat. So
he's slipping slides all over his bathtub, and I got to fucking go with this bullshit? Now, come on.
Terrible pegging accident.
You're such a pussy, Anthony. I swear to God. It's not that fucking cold in here. Anywho, okay, so end of the world. Let's get into our episode finally.
And good night.
So what are the end of the world things that we know about? Like, I know we all know about Y2K. That was supposed to happen, which didn't, quote unquote.
People are afraid that the sun's going to explode, which I would hope because at least then I'll be warm.
That's a few. No, you'll be cold because if there's no sun, there's no heat.
If the sun explodes, asshole, I'm fucking dust.
And then you'll be cold because you'll be dead.
Oh, dear God.
Anywho.
I just think it's rather funny that.
Fucking cold. You should have stayed home if you were
that cold. The most serious. Hello? Are we going to talk about the episode? Are you guys going to be assholes?
Sorry, I was contemplating setting myself ablaze.
Where's Izzy with his torch when we need it?
They'd turn around and be like, oh, you know, let's get more serious, guys. 15 minutes in, we're not even talking about the episode yet.
I just find it really, you know, mildly ironic that all of these end-of-days scenarios are all coming from these religious preachers.
That's not true,
predict,
though.
No, not all. You're right. But a lot of them are coming from biblical prophecies, or they're coming from, you know, over and over going to tell you, on this date, the world's going to come to an end. That was 30 years ago. We're still waiting.
Well, we'll put it like this. So there's a couple things that, as far as biblical, because I don't think, I mean, Y2K, there's two answers for Y2K, because I heard there's one. And we'll get into what Y2K is, but there's also there's a religious one.
I got 13 that I want to read off at some point today.
Technological one that Y2K was supposed to, like, there's two different end of the worlds for Y2K.
Yeah, I get it. It was the end of the millennium, and also...
Well, that was because the computers weren't supposed to handle the change in dates.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, I mean, we're going to get deep into that, but for the religious aspect of it...
Cats and dogs living together, total pandemonium.
But the religious aspect of it, that was supposed to be when the Antichrist was supposed to reveal himself. You know, that was one.
See that? Jesus comes back, but is it before the Antichrist? Someone believes it is. Some believe
there's
they
so
don't.
Many people out there right now. The actual definition of the Antichrist is he's going to be a handsome guy. He's going to talk great. People are going to flock to him, and you know, and then he's going to fix out everything that's going on in the world.
People think I'm the Antichrist,
and then he's going to demand that you worship him.
Vivek Ramaswamy,
you leave Vivek alone. He told that fat fuck off last night.
All right, no, but like, so let's get into Y2K.
Okay.
Because I have up here the millennium bug as far as the technological aspect of it was supposed to be. So was common abbreviation for the year 2000 software problem. The abbreviation combines the letter Y for year, the number 2, and capitalized version of K for kilo, meaning 1,000. The problem was subject. Apparently, this is a book that was supposed to that was released in 1984. Computers in Crisis by Jerome and Marilyn Murray.
Oh my.
Released by McGraw-Hill under the title The Year 2000, Computing Crisis in 1996. The first recorded mention of the Usenet news group is from January 18th, 1985 by Spencer Bowles. So some experts, special committees were set up by government to monitor remedial work and contingency planning, particularly by crucial infrastructures such as telecommunications, utilities, and the like, to ensure that the most critical services had fixed their own problems and were prepared for problems with others. While some commentators and experts argued that the coverage of the problem largely amounted to scaremongering.
Mm-hmm.
It was the only safe passing of the main event issue. Main event itself by January 1st, 2000, the fully quelled public fears. So basically what it was is 2000, It was supposed to happen when the numbers, the calendars changed to January 1st, 2000. All the computers were supposed to die out because they couldn't handle...
Yeah, like some Skynet Terminator shit was supposed to happen.
1999 to 2000. So that was the whole big thing. Like, again, we were very young. I don't... we were 4 and a half. Like, I don't remember...
I remember it.
Like the scare. Was it that terrifying? Were people that...
It was in the news a lot because no one knew what the fuck to make out of it. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I know I was just starting to be somewhat conscious because I remember being at my cousin's apartment, but we were just like partying.
Let this state be, you know, go forward that, you know, Eric admitted to being conscious at one time. You know?
See.
Well, in this form.
Right.
There was
just like Bubba.
The problem.
He was at Vietnam.
At that point, computers had been in, like, commercially available, where anyone could go buy a computer and have it in your household for maybe 15 years at that point. But like, you're talking.
I think like when we got our first computer, it was, I want to say 98.
97?
Yeah, 97, I think it was, and it was like 9 gig.
Right. Well, when I say, okay, so like, I mean like commercial, like, it was like, now you could have it in your home. Exactly, for the public. At that point, like, the internet was a thing in like the mid-1980s.
AOL dial-up?
Yeah, like the mid-1980s is when you started to really get, like, have the, it was like cell phones, like only a few people had them at first, then everyone had them, and computers were the same thing, so... By
the super rich had them, and then everybody else had them.
Exactly. So by the late 90s, computers were just starting to pop in everyone's home. Everyone had their own computer, and no one really knew what the fuck was happening. And then you start hearing about this computer bug, and everyone's like, is it going to affect my computer? Is it going to affect my stocks? Is it going to affect... So everyone's drawing money out, and they're putting it in fucking... It's one of those things where it's like, I have the cash, so I don't have to worry about it. You know, in case the world explodes, I'll have, like, physical cash on me. Like, people were fucking nuts then.
Well, people also were scared that, like I said, there would be a bug that would crash everything, including credit cards and all that. Like, I don't know. For that particular one, I know. For someone like Anthony, what, you were 12 at that point, right?
Yeah. You got to think about, you got to put it into context too, because think of the movies that were coming around back in those days too. You have Terminator. You have a lot of futuristic apocalyptic movies that were pretty much predicting that, like, in the 2000s, Back to the Future and stuff like that. You're just seeing that, like...
But none of them predicted, the end of the world, though.
Terminator did.
But was it because the year was changing?
No, it wasn't because the year was changing. Terminator was because Skynet had taken over. It was an AI program that became self-aware, and we had linked it to our defense system, and then they decided to nuke itself, similar to the Colossus, the Forman Project. By the way, did you know at the end of the last millennium, there was also a massive shortage in lube?
This is why we can't get guests.
The event was known as KY2K. People are afraid it was the end of butt sex.
I apologize to the guy I told him to go fuck himself. You're absolutely correct.
My God. But yeah, so...
It was like a giant clown car, I swear to God.
Damn. Yeah. But yeah, so you have these people
Some women who treat their vaginas like a clown car.
Shut the fuck up.
All right.
You have these people who sit there and believe back then. Again, as far as someone as Anthony's age, you know, he was 12 back then, so like you're finding yourself and playing with toy cars. Someone who was...
Yeah, that's what I was playing with.
Yeah, fucking the couch and shit.
The refrigerator. Someone who had, at that point...
It kind of looks like a vagine.
Dad, as someone who had 4 kids and a whole marriage, what was going through your mind at that point?
Nothing.
Were you weren't afraid of anything like that?
No, I'm not afraid of any of that stuff. And it never... Look, Joe, I'm old enough to realize a lot of this stuff comes... It's all hype. Mm. It's all bullshit. A lot of this stuff comes out of people's ignorance and their fears that they're
also
being told.
You're
I was going to ask, what was the first, like, scare that you heard of back in, like, whenever?
What kind of scare are you talking about,
like,
man?
End of the world type of scare.
Well, for him, I think it was the asteroid coming to Earth. You know, that
he
was the first.
No, I never bought into any of that, so I never bought into any of the fear of as far as this is happening, that's happening, this, because tomorrow the sun's going to shine. It always happens. having said that, going for, I'm more afraid of what man can do to themselves. You know, what's going on in the Middle East and what's going on. I got more problems with that, with some fucking radical nitwit, you know, accidentally launching a nuke and bringing us into World War III. That scares me more than any dopey asteroid or changing.
Asteroids are a thing to worry about. Let's just put it like that.
You know what? If an asteroid, Joe, how I look at it this way, with our science and our technology, you're going to be learning about asteroids hundreds of years before they're going to impact the Earth. And at that point, I'll be dead, so fuck the rest of them. That's how I look at it. I mean, what are we going to do?
Also, you got to factor in 1999, Teresa was just born. Like, she was 2 days old when Y2K hit.
She was.
So, dad and mom were
preoccupied. You guys could have just waited 3 more days.
Mom and dad were kind of preoccupied.
You guys could have probably been billionaires because
yeah,
they,
the first kid born in the new millennia.
They would have gave us $3 billion for her?
No, they would have give you money. That people give money to people who have
like take her back
as the first baby of the new year. People get money for that.
Why would you give somebody money for that?
Yeah, it's a fucking.
And who's going to give them the money?
It's stupid, but people actually
Congratulations, you cream pie your wife at the right time.
Like, it's literally a thing that people strive to have.
Okay,
the
anyway, get back to the episode.
But yeah, so, no, my point is, like, my dad and mom were worried about, like, we now have 4 children, one of whom is an infant. Like they're still packing peanuts.
The other 3 are idiots.
Yeah, they're still packing peanuts in Teresa's hair. That's how fresh she was. So it's like, they were worried about all of that shit. They weren't worried about fucking the computers going down.
I know that, but it's, you
to
know,
be honest with you, your mother came home on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So, if it, you know...
But that's my thing. Like I understand you had kids and you just had a fresh newborn. I get all that, but that stuff has to be sitting in the back of your mind because again, you don't know.
Wasn't
like I wonder if it was on mom's mind.
See,
I don't think so either because your mother doesn't subscribe to that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother really doesn't believe in that shit. She's, you know, your mom. You to convince her of science, something science.
Yeah, it's scary.
I mean, she passed science. She
mom
passed,
doesn't believe in science.
She passed science class on the way to the cafeteria.
The way he worded that is just like to convince what does that even mean?
It's different looking back at it now because today you have everything's a smart thing. You know what I mean? It's smartphones, smart TV, smart blankets, smart slippers.
Yeah, we're too smart for our own good.
Everything has a computer
smart
chip.
Toilet.
Yeah, that's true. Everything has a computer chip in it. So, like, if you were to think,
blanket.
Say if this was 20, if this was 23 years ago and everything had a smart chip in it and we were that techno, then it's like, hey, there's. When it shifts from 1999 to 2000, there's a chance that all your devices are going to go fucking haywire. The microwave's going to attack you. Your slippers are going to explode. Like, it's going to be bad. That's cause to worry because literally
your robot that you fuck is going to fuck you.
The Roomba is going to explode like a landmine. Like, everything is smart controlled. That's what I would worry. But back then,
because it's something
your microwave
man's doing
would attack you
himself.
For missing the date.
I don't
like
yeah.
look at what we had. What was smart in 1999?
Definitely not me. I had 4 kids.
Exactly. Nothing was.
Well,
the
no,
TV
but,
wasn't
okay,
smart. The
on.
Refrigerator wasn't smart.
You're right, but at the same time,
we had a computer, and that was it.
But at the same time, for that, you're talking about 1999, 2000. You're in the middle of the internet boom.
Yeah.
And everybody is starting internet stuff.
That's fine. I get that, but I'm saying
and at that point they're converting money. To credit cards and
yeah.
people swiping their cards left and right.
Yeah, I understand it, but so, like you still have.
Yeah, but what they're as I don't think it's
it
more,
was more money for them than
yeah,
like
I,
oh
I,
man
I, yeah,
I can't
I don't
turn on
think,
my TV.
I don't think it was any of that aspect. I don't think it's like oh damn my TV's gonna attack me.
I do have to confess one thing though on midnight that night on you know going into 2000 when the you know we're all watching TV we always watch that stupid ball drop or whatever. Yeah. I do remember saying to myself, I'm going to take a deep breath, and I'm going to wait for lights to go out. And then I know but like 2 minutes in, I looked over you know, to your Uncle Keith, and I said, this is bullshit.
Also, taking into consideration that Australia was, I think, the first in, like, when there's a new day, mm-hmm. they're the first ones to get it, because we're in, you know, Jersey, so we're that far behind. There's
we're always the fast ones.
Like, there are people who are further behind us, but we are not exactly on the first... of the new day. You know
correct.
What I mean? Like,
right.
So with the time zones of the world.
Obviously, yes.
Because the world's round. So, with that in mind, it's like Australia celebrated the new millennium 6 hours ago and they're still standing.
Right.
It's like, if it was going to hit, like, would it hit time zone by time zone, or would it hit just everyone at once? It made no sense. They had no answers.
I get a kick out of these whole, all of them. Now, I know we're starting with this one, but I think a lot of it is they throw a lot of this shit up in your hoping it's going to stick. This way, I mean, they'll tell you 15 different scenarios, and if one comes through, they want to tout themselves as a genius, you know, as the world is smoldering. But none of them come true. Well, none of them. Okay. It's not even close.
So we're going to talk about future ones in the third segment. Okay. I do want to talk about the religious aspect of Y2K and what that meant as far as the Antichrist coming. Because I do have...
Gavin Newsom.
Whoa. No. I do have the Christian apocalyptic thought. The beliefs associated with Christian apocalyptic thought are based on a particular interpretation of the Book of Revelation, which we're going to be talking about later this season. According to this interpretation, there are a number of events that will occur before the bodily return of Jesus, who will establish a thousand-year kingdom on earth. These events will begin with the rapture. What?
I'm sorry. Jesus is going to come back for a thousand years and rule before he takes us to heaven? I thought he was like, listen, guys, I came back to pick you up. Well, he's gonna like set up a kingdom for a thousand years.
He was coming back in a second.
It's after the apocalypse that he's gonna rule for a thousand years, and that's when the devil gets released again to test us.
So wait a minute, they're gonna have the apocalypse, and then he's gonna rule.
Uh-huh. I thought we were supposed to go to heaven.
What's he gonna rule over?
Well, these events,
the new kingdom.
These events will begin with the rapture.
Everything's been wiped. After everything's been wiped clean, well, yeah, and all the moral people are left, and
these events,
the new kingdom will be established.
We'll begin with the rapture. When all the faithful will be swept up from earth to meet
Jesus.
Great,
somebody else cleaned up Times Square.
The cataclysmic events of the tribulation will ensue, a seven-year period of terror, calamity, and persecution of true believers, ending when Jesus returns with his church to vanquish evil at Armageddon, the final battle. The millennium of Jesus's early reign follows, culminating in his final judgment over the living and the dead, the end of earthly history. The scenario is known as millennialism. There we go. Here are the signs.
You do realize that John saw this in a dream, right? This isn't prophecy. This is, I mean, we're going to talk about it as part of prophecy, but like the Book of Revelations is interpreted as like this is going to happen. And this is a fever dream that homeboy had once upon a time.
Well, yeah.
We'll be back after a quick break.
I'm Howard Dory.
And I'm Jess Dory.
And we host Plotting Through the Presidents. We take deeply researched, deeply irreverent dives into the myths, mysteries, and scandals of the men and women who shaped America.
Join us as we dive deep into topics like
the undeniable riz of Aaron Burr.
The what now?
And the odd feeding habits of everyone's favorite founder,
John Adams.
Subscribe and follow Plotting Through the Presidents now to plot along with us.
Find out more at plotpod.com.
I mean, like, both Joseph and Mary did see angels in their dreams also. And those came true.
Did it?
Well, the angel said you will have...
And then the dreams that I think Daniel interpreted for Nebuchadnezzar as well, too. That was prophetic.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't believe in the Bible shit, so...
No, I don't... No, no. It's not that I don't believe in the Bible.
Do you not believe in the Virgin Mary?
No, I did not say that. Stop besmirching me. What I'm saying is,
will stab you.
I have a problem with interpretation, and that's where a lot of these people on the list, like Harold Camping or David Mead, you have people who sit there and go, this is when the end of the world's going to happen, because I've studied the Bible. And I'm like, you're interpreting the Bible. That's much different than studying it and saying these are facts.
You know, this could go back to an argument we had about the hieroglyphic things where it's all
you almost said that right.
The hieroglyphics,
it's not interpretation when it comes to hieroglyphs.
So those aren't interpretations, but it's interpretations of the Bible.
Didn't I explain this in that episode? You can track language and history and how words are conjugated and created from now till then.
They can do the same thing for the Bible.
No, they cannot.
Why can't they?
Because the Bible is something that is up for interpretation. Because the Bible is not literal. Because
I'm going to just say one thing on that. Was Jesus a man? Jesus a real man?
Jesus the man.
Was Jesus a real man?
Yes, Jesus was a real man.
Historical figure.
As far as we know, yes.
Okay, you can track him doing whatever, correct?
You could track him up until he was executed. That's it.
Okay. So,
and mind you, if you, and how are we tracking?
What's the difference between that and hieroglyphics? It's history.
Because the hieroglyphs have stood the test of time. You can walk up, you can actually rub your hand on them. They're still here today. They're carved in stone. And you can, again, you can sit there and look back at how this language evolved to what we have today. Okay. And you can go back and forth with that. A person, when they're dead, they're gone. Especially people from 2,000 years ago. It's not, there are bones left over, sure. But we have no idea if Jesus was one of those. We don't. We can't test for DNA. We can't do anything. And there are many people, there are many scholars who believe that Jesus didn't exist. Now, I'm not saying that he didn't. What I'm saying is you have different interpretations of that figure in the Bible.
So, in other words, what you're saying is you don't know because you have no physical proof that Jesus existed.
I believe that Jesus existed. Yeah. I think if everybody has, if there's enough people writing about the fellow, he's probably, he was probably a living person. Yes. Now, if you're going to ask me about his divinity, that's a question I can't answer because I don't know. We were raised.
I'm trying to figure out what the difference between, I know it's way off topic here, between hieroglyphs, whatever the fuck they're called, and Jesus the man, as far as what the Bible, in his context of the Bible.
Because you have different books that were not taken into consideration.
We're also not talking about that part of the Bible, though. That's all New Testament. We're talking about Old Testament shit.
But you can take the Bible, and you can sit there and say, look, let's look at the things that were left out.
I don't know about Lincoln either, but I believe he existed.
Yeah, I believe he existed, too. But, like, you can look at the Bible and go, there's many things that that could have been in the Bible that was not included in the Bible. And you go, okay, well, what does those things say? And sometimes they conflict with each other.
Hold on. Wes, what is your take on this whole religious aspect area?
No comment.
Because he's going to Muay Thai Anthony. I know.
No, I'm going to be religiously Muay Thai.
He's the most heathenest fuck you ever met.
I'm not a
Seriously,
heathen.
He's a heathen.
I'm not a heathen.
No, it's not. No, it's not that. It's like...
You're talking shit about Jesus.
You know he was also a very...
Like a prophet.
Yeah, yeah. You know he was also a brown person, right? Like, he wasn't white like that with fair hair.
What the fuck do you know? Did you ever meet him?
He was from the Middle East, Dad.
I don't give a fuck where
he's
he was.
He's from the Middle East. How many fair-skinned hair people...
He's going to get hit with something?
Oh, okay. That's a...
Fucking jerk off.
According to many Christian fundamentalists...
Unless Jesus was an albino.
According to many Christian fundamentalists, a key player in the apocalyptic drama predicted in Revelation is a world leader who
unites... Wait, do you ask for water when you're in hell?
The bubblegum is speaking.
All nations in one world government with the purpose of betraying humankind before being exposed as an agent of Satan or the Antichrist. Jesus battled... See, that's how Donald Trump can't be the Antichrist, because he's not...
Donald Trump's not the fucking Antichrist.
Trying to unite... One world government.
I am so sick and tired of people looking at a political figure that they don't agree with and go, he's the Antichrist. She's the Antichrist. Shut the fuck up. The Antichrist is on a level that no one alive today fits.
It's like Chris Christie's the anti-diet.
That's also up for interpretation too, because Antichrist could be just someone that just doesn't, just isn't for Christ.
Sure.
And it's not also, and it also could just be looked at as some as not even a person, but a collective group of people.
Hold on.
Ruh-roh.
Hold before you shit your socks. Hold this. Many evangelicals who believe in the literal interpretation of the Bible look for proof that the Antichrist is present on Earth today and that the return of Jesus is fast approaching. Before the Y2K bug came to the public's attention, they viewed other 20th century events as signs of the Antichrist presence and the imminent return of Jesus. The advent of communism, the establishment of the United Nations after World War II, and later the creation of the European Union, and former President Bush's statement during the Gulf War about establishing a new world order was seen as evidence that the Antichrist was at work forming the one world government predicted in Revelation.
Which W was that? W or was that Bush 1?
No, that was George Bush, Dana Carvey,
George
Bush.
W. Okay. However, most that important sign to the evangelicals was the founding of the State of Israel in 1948. Oh no.
Evangelicals the Jews aren't on their Christmas list.
The vast majority of evangelicals are strong supporters of Israel and its government, but they saw the establishment of the Jewish state as a fulfillment of the of a prophecy in the Bible attributed to Paul, one of the apostles of Jesus. According to this prophecy, the Jews of diaspora will gather in Israel, where a large number will be converted, and this event will shortly precede the return of Jesus and the end of earthly history.
Why are they upset about that? Jesus was Jewish. If a bunch of Jews are getting together and saying, this is our land, and that's going to be one of the signs that Christ is coming back, what are they afraid of? He's going to go to his people. He's like, holy shit, you made me a spot. Thanks. And then he could rule his kingdom from there.
Well,
why would they be afraid of that? I don't understand this.
I'm going to St. George tomorrow. Get my money back.
No, think about this. Like, a lot of people, like, people who, these religious groups who are anti-Jewish, but they still believe in Jesus and they worship Jesus, make it make sense.
Well, I mean,
Jesus was Jewish.
One of them believes that Jesus was from Utah, so that wouldn't make sense.
Those that are Mormons are special.
Were they? It's the same problem I have with organized religion. You know, you can't. I look at it this way: organized religion takes itself way too serious.
Well, here's one for you too, and this is very interesting compared to, you know, what's actually happening today. There are also Jews on the far right who believe that the prophecies in the Hebrew Bible will soon bring about an end of history scenario. Gershon Solomon, head of the movement for the establishment of the temple, and his followers have reportedly asserted that they must liberate the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, destroy the dome of the Rock of Mosque, and build the third temple that was foretold by the prophets.
It seems like too much work.
They also believe the creation of Israel and the Six-Day War leading to the reunification of Jerusalem herald the final redemption. These far-right Jewish groups receive tremendous support from evangelical Christians who see their existence as evidence that the Jews are preparing to rebuild the temple, one of the signs that will lead to the second coming.
Where are the blueprints?
I look at it this way, and I'm getting really fucked up. I'm sorry, Ty.
But isn't
shit.
Especially if you look at what is happening in today's world.
Yeah.
Mm. Could you somehow connect the two?
No.
No.
No, I'll tell you exactly. You want me to connect it? I'll connect it. It's a very simple situation.
Here we go.
You have Israel that is living on thousand-year-old land.
Well, I mean, for them, they were established in 1946.
Right, the state of Israel.
Right, but the Holy Land has been there since biblical times.
Okay? And they had occupied that land. Now, you can argue they somehow the Palestinian people or whatever don't want them there because they claim it's their land. Now,
this land is my land.
Well, the problem I have is with both sides because you lock them away in the Gaza Strip so they can't hurt anybody. You build these big walls so you can't let them out. But yet, so you want peace. You can't keep peace when you're holding somebody to a point, a gunpoint, saying you can't cross this line. You have to stay where you are.
Especially when
if they all could just
get
along in that one area, but they want to own everything. And I'm not talking about the Jews. I'm talking about the both sides want to claim it's theirs, and we got the final say, and our book is better than your book. And you know what? If people just took a fucking backseat just once, start smoking some ganja, just sit down and shut the fuck up, that shit will go away.
Mr. West, do you approve of that statement?
I approve of that statement as well.
Let people fucking live.
So you
don't lock people away.
Time out. You can't. That's a great statement.
West, you believe more weed will solve the problem?
Sometimes.
You okay?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Listening to all this shit is just like, damn, bro. Like, y'all niggas got no type of faith whatsoever.
Well, I mean, I as far as the faith-based question, I have my beliefs. I believe, you know, in certain things. I don't believe in everything. Like, I do stick by some of what the Bible says, not all of it, because I do think it's the Bible's for interpretation to thou self. Mm-hmm. So you interpret the Bible the way you want to interpret, and that's how I live my life as far as religion.
Oh.
Other people don't do that. Other people want to tell you what to believe in and what not to believe in.
Some people want to kill you if you don't believe in them. My God has a bigger dick than your God.
That happened also. He had to get that in. Yeah.
Beheading.
Yeah, beheadings. So, But yeah, so that is the religious aspect. I know it took a half an hour, but you know, the Y2K is a big event that never happened. So
somebody's calculator glitched for half a second. They shit their pants and they shot the dog.
Batteries were low.
They shot the dog. They grabbed the kids, threw them in the bunker outside. They're still waiting there. No one ever told them that. The kids are 40 now. The kids are 40. They're down to their last can of beans. They're about to revolt and kill their father. He's like, no, don't go out there. It's a wasteland.
All right.
Papa, please. Does anybody need to go outside?
As far as Y2K, does anybody else have anything to add for Y2K?
Stay assholes.
Bullshit, Danny. It's bullshit now.
Wes, fuck Y2K.
Fuck Y. Yeah, fuck you, Chris Jericho. What do you have?
It was a bunch of bullshit.
All right. We're gonna head to break, but Anthony actually has the 2012 event. The end of the Mayan calendar, as they say.
Oh boy.
That he's going to sit there and talk about, which we could actually remember that day.
Yeah, that was there.
Make it short and sweet.
Yeah, so we will be right back. Please go listen to some of our sponsors.
Coming up next on Is This Real?
Question for you then, and this will be a good question for this as far as, because this obviously, we talked about Y2K in both aspects, and I don't think there were no deaths related to Y2K, were there?
I can't remember hearing about any. I mean, I'm sure there was some asshole who took out his family and, you know, one of those murder-suicide packages.
Those poor dogs that died that day. But obviously a young girl did commit suicide.
Y2K killings. I don't know.
So would you sit there and stating because she was a follower of this guy and his prediction, would you sit there and hold Harold Camping accountable for her actions of suicide?
Hey, everybody. We're just letting you know that we have new merch in our store. Go to greenhourmediastore.myspreadshop.com, greenhourmedia.org, or the link in the bio for our first ever logo drop. The Cryptid Collection is here. Get your favorite cryptids such as Bigfoot, Mothman, Nessie, the Yeti, or the Jersey Devil on t-shirts, hats, or mugs. You can also get all of our podcast logos on various items as well. Remember, that's greenhourmediastore.myspreadshop.com, greenhourmedia.org, or the link in the bio. New episodes of Is This Real drop Sundays at 8. Question everything.
Who wants better sex? And who wants better sex starting now?
The best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com.
Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just any item.
But that's not all. When you select your one item, you will also get 3 bonus items. That includes a gift for him, a special gift for her, and a gift you'll both like.
Plus, 6 free movies for your viewing pleasure and free shipping.
There is discreet shipping as your privacy is priority. Plus 100% free shipping on your entire order.
Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy. It will all be packaged and sent discreetly for free.
Don't wait. Better sex is just one click away.
That's 50% off one item, 3 free gifts, 6 free movies, and free shipping.
Bring more pleasure and satisfaction to your bedroom.
Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire.
Just enter code QUESTION at checkout.
That's QUESTION, QUESTION, at adamandeve.com.
This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast only. So be sure at checkout you punch in the code QUESTION. That's QUESTION. At checkout and get your 50% off one item, 10 free gifts, and free shipping. Remember, use code QUESTION. Also remember to listen to Is This Real every Sunday at 8 o'clock with new episodes starting July 16th. Remember, everybody, question everything and put that question at the end of your checkout.
AdamandEve.com.
And welcome back to the End of the World Tour episode as we come back from our little commercial break. You heard our take, a long take. Now, granted, yes, it was a half an hour take on the Y2K event, but Y2K has two different angles to it. Anthony, or Pope Tony here, has the beanbag man. He had. I didn't introduce anybody tonight.
No, you didn't.
That's crazy. So, Big Joe... Mr. West.
I'm half hours late right now, buddy.
I don't care. We're back in the booth with all the people here. No. 2012. End of the Mayan calendar, Anthony.
So the Mayan calendar, I'm going to make it really sweet. The Mayan calendar would have continued, but the conquistadors decided to conquer them and slaughter them, and there was no map makers left, no calendar makers left, and there you go. They got up to 2012, and then, like, Horatio got ganked, and then there was no more map. There was no more calendar.
That's the shortest segment we've ever had.
I mean, literally, you're an asshole. Like,
it's not wrong, though.
Like, okay. This is, okay.
That's the horrible part.
I actually, there's a lot when it comes to 2012.
There is a
lot. Everyone thought that the fucking world was going to end. Planet Nibiru was going to crash into Earth. Mayan calendar was ending. All this stupid horse shit. So I had to be like, listen, can somebody just truncate this and explain to me like I have, like, explain like I'm five. So I went to the explain like I'm five Reddit, and here's the best explanation I came up with. The Mayans carved things, including calendars, into rocks. I can't credit the user because the person deleted it. Of those calendars, one of those calendars defines years up to 2012, or more accurately, something around 2012. Some people took this and combined it with other ideas about the end of the world, and along with existing pseudo-scientific theories about Mayan technology, to conclude that it stopped because that's when the world will end. There's no logic to it. There's no backing from a scientific or a historical perspective. This person said, I have no expertise in Mayan history, but it seems like not much is known other than they appear to be in some place of importance when the calendar just ends. That's it. Like, the start of the long count calendar was more than 5,000 years ago, and experts generally agree it ends on December 21st, 2012. When the Spanish first arrived in Central America, they burned thousands of Mayan books, only of which four have survived. So their reason for such an ancient start date for their calendars is probably lost. The best guesses are either scientific or religious. Either the date was worked back to, or it is a date that when something significant happened.
Well, do you know there's actually two end dates for 2012, right? There's one for 2011, one for 2012.
I just remember December 21st.
I remember that day because it was raining and then there was a rainbow.
Well, let me ask a question. When this calendar was supposed to end, what was supposed to happen? The world was just going to blow up?
They don't know. The Mayans...
Because I got a list of apocalyptic scenarios.
Oh, sure. There's a lot of different apocalyptic scenarios.
I
don't
know how it's going to end.
But I have also...
The Earth was going to stand still. Keanu Reeves was going to come.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Him too? Oh, he's a horrible actor. Anyway.
No, he's not.
Keanu.
I have one that was predicted by... Ready? Drum roll, guys.
Good.
An evangelical. But this was May
surprise.
This was May 21st, 2011, that the world was supposed to end.
So he waited at the very last minute.
Is that the old man that was on TV? Like
Harold Camping.
Yeah, him camping. That's it. Is he dead now?
No, he is dead. He died in 2012.
He decided to...
So he met Jesus?
No, hold on. So
he died in 2013.
He died 2 years after he predicted the world was going to end.
Fucking, I'm out of here.
So Camping gained notoriety owing to his incorrect prediction that the rapture would take place on May 21st, 2011, and that the end of the world would subsequently take place 5 months later on October 21st, 2011. Followers of Camping claim that around 200 million people, which would be 2.8 of the world's population in 2011, would be raptured, and publicized the prediction in numerous countries.
Mm-hmm.
And it has also been reported that a 14-year-old Russian girl named Natsya Zachinova committed suicide over his prediction.
Yeah.
The guy was a nut.
She took herself out.
It's not just he's a nut. And this is why I don't like organized religion. Because you get people like this, they get put up on a pedestal, they have a little money behind them, and they put themselves out there, and all of a sudden they become a prophet. And people listen and buy everything this person says. And when that person says, hey, the world's going to end on this date, I studied the Bible, I know what I'm talking about, I guarantee it. You have people freaking the fuck out, and a 14-year-old girl decides to off herself because of it. That is the danger of somebody who reads an ancient book and goes, I know what I'm talking about.
I believe what you're saying. Go ahead.
Camping emerged from his home on May 22nd, the day after.
Like saying, a fucking evangelical...
saw a shadow and...
Yeah, yeah, groundhog.
Saying
I'm predicting 6 more weeks of apocalypse.
He saying his,
fucking asshole.
That he was flabbergasted that the rapture did not occur, and he stated that he was looking for answers and would say more when he returned to work on May 23rd. On May 23rd, in an appearance before the press, Camping stated that he reinterpreted his prophecy in order, in his revised claim, May 21st was actually a spiritual judgment day, and the physical rapture would occur in October 21st, 2011, simultaneously with the destruction of the world. Camping said his company would not return money donated by followers to publicize the failed May 21st prediction, saying we're not the end. We're not at the end of the world. Why would we return it?
He took out billboards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I imagine, like, at May 21st, like 6:30, he went outside with a suitcase. He looked at the stars, and he went, looked at his watch, went, all right, let's get the show on the road. And then nothing happened. And then he had to backtrack. And he's like, listen, we're not giving you any of your money back. Sorry for the fear, but I bought a 6-month. I reinterpreted my own prophecy. You're reinterpreting your own bullshit. That's what this means. There's a billboard. It's online. You could find it. Judgment Day, May 21st. ... Cry mightily unto God. There's a silhouette of a man. It looks like he's taking a shit, but he's praying. He's down on his knees holding his hand. Monday to Friday, live open forum, familyradio.com, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Family Radio was the...
His radio.
It was his radio website thing that you can
radio broadcast.
You can go there. You can talk to people about the end of the world. So everyone's preparing and shit. And here's a big fucking sticker on it. It's a big fucking sticker, like one of those infomercials. You could buy something for $19.99. The Bible guarantees it, or your money back.
See, he should have been smart enough to do this during a sunspot. Because then, when the radios would have went out, you know, a little static, it might have freaked people the fuck out. You know.
Well. In September 2011, Camping and several other prognosticators who incorrectly predicted various dates at the end of the world were jointly awarded an IG Nobel Peace Prize for teaching the world to be careful when making mathematical assumptions and calculations. In October 2011, News 24 reported the size of Camping's congregation has dwindled to about 25 adults on a typical Sunday. Camping and his followers largely avoided the media in the months following May 2011 and remained in seclusion after October 21st had passed without his predictions coming true.
Again.
On October 21st, Time Magazine's website listed Camping's end times prediction as one of Time's top 10 failed predictions.
And he based this off of Jesus' second coming. All of this... his teachings regarding the timing of Christ's second coming were based on the cycles of Jewish feast days in the Hebrew calendar, the lunar month calendar, and a close approximation of the Gregorian calendar. And he combined these cycles into modern times, combined them with the results with other information found in the Bible. So he took this really old book and he said, I think I know what I'm talking about. And he took Jewish calendar, the lunar calendar, which is a natural thing, and the Gregorian calendar, and he looked at those things, and he went,
which is the most accurate calendar.
And he went, I can connect a dot here, and I can see a picture. And then he went online, and he said these things, and people gave him millions and millions and millions of dollars. And then he incorrectly predicted this
twice.
Fear started. People died. People panicked. He didn't give a cent back.
A person died.
Just once. I know. I understand that you got to keep religion and. Ideally, religion and government separate. But just once, I want to see a political leader turn around with one of these fucks and go, shut the fuck up. No one wants to hear you.
Can't do that. That's,
I know you can't do that. But when you're causing panic, you're fucking up the stock market because people are donating to him instead of spending it on good things.
Well, let's just put it like this. In the same year of 2011, on June 9th, he suffered a stroke.
Good.
And was hospitalized. In June, a neighbor stated his speech had become slurred as a result of a stroke, but on July 15th, Family Radio stated Camping's speech was unaffected. Mm. After leaving the hospital, he moved to a nursing home for rehabilitation, before returning home to continue his recovery. Previously, on June 23rd, Family Radio announced that they would replace Camping's open forum program with new programming. Camp died on December 15th, 2013, as a result of complications from a fall at his home 2 weeks later. His death was confirmed by an employee of the Family Radio Network.
Mm.
So that was the end of
Go silently Harold into that good night, asshole.
So Harold Camping.
Wow.
I don't fault anybody for being religious. That's not fair, and that's not good.
Well, here's a question.
I fault people for how they take their belief and use it. And this is one of those examples where I'm like, this guy's an asshole.
So I have a question for you then. And this will be a good question for this as far as... Because this obviously... we talked about Y2K in both aspects, and I don't think there were no deaths related to Y2K, were there?
I can't remember hearing about any. I mean, I'm sure there was some asshole who took out his family and, you know, one of those murder-suicide packages.
Those poor dogs that died that day. But obviously a young girl did commit suicide.
Y2K killings. I don't know.
So would you sit there and stating because she was a follower of this guy and his prediction, would you sit there and hold Harold Camping accountable for her actions of suicide?
Absolutely not.
If you can establish that the reason she killed herself was because she believed in the things he said and that fear drove her to suicide, yes. He's absolutely accountable for it.
I can't blame anybody. I'm not going to blame this guy for that person taking her life.
No, you have to prove that. Like it can't be a bunch of circumstances that led to her suicide.
Look, we are living in a time where the world is full, and I mean absolutely full, with mentally deranged people that are walking around. And there's light. They have the light. They go to work. They do whatever they can, but they're whack jobs. They'll believe anything that's told to them. They don't do their research. This is why we have the problems that we have in the divided nation, because you have people that believe what they're told to believe. Okay. Just like I can't literally, we were talking about something. I don't remember what it was a couple weeks ago. We were talking about something where I can't hold somebody accountable with somebody else saying something.
Oh, that was during our debate for Alex Jones.
Okay, yeah. I can't, if you're weak enough to believe something that somebody's saying and they're not proving it, that's not that person. Now, yeah, the guy's saying it, you should turn them off. We have to, like Carlin said, you got two knobs, turn the fucking thing off. But if you're weak-minded enough to believe something and then you want to go either, I don't know, shoot up a school or jump off a bridge and kill yourself, that's on you. That's not on somebody else. You can't blame somebody else for that.
But that's only when it's a bad thing. If it's a good thing, because you could sit there and say it's the same thing. You know, if you just blindly believe what somebody has to say without any proof, then you're weak-minded. Then anybody who's religious is weak-minded, because there's no proof. And you go to church when you're a kid and you hear about the priest talk about religion, Jesus, and all this stuff, and you go, I believe that. There's no proof, but I believe your word for it. And so that means they're weak-minded. But when it's something like you need to protect your neighbor, you need to love one another, you need to donate to the homeless and to help people out, and people do good, that's not weak-mindedness. Everyone's like, this is a community. These are values. These are things that we cherish and we take care of each other. But it's when someone decides to take that religious fear and go and do something to themselves or to someone else, and they go, person was a weak-minded idiot. I don't think it's that simple.
When you're talking about religion, I can see your point, but when you're also talking about, you know, like some, like a leader in a community, you know, making things to help people.
Yeah.
I can understand that, you know, you follow the guy's going to, these people are going to, you know, we're a community. We have to watch out for each other. Yada, yada, yada. I can't put into consider. I can't say that people that are religious are weak-minded. The reason I say that is because this is something that has been instilled in them from the beginning. All right. You're growing up.
That's
like, you know what?
That's fair.
I can say that's a wall because I know that when I was a kid, they told me that was a wall. That might be a fucking, you know, that might be a.
No. That's a wall. Like there are certain things that's why there's interpretation and
now,
there's
the whack jobs who are taking that and burning down fucking churches, or they're burning down abortion clinics, or they're burning down this and Planned Parenthood. You know, you got wackos on both sides. Okay. They're the ones you got the problem with.
Okay. I think we're getting off topic.
No, I mean, it's all. It's
like, it was an ask time. Question. You know,
it's circling the toilet hole. It's right. A slim West, shit.
I'll come to you because I didn't hear your. I was gonna go to you before Dad went on a whole rant.
Apparently, I can't rant.
What do you feel like? Should someone should this man be held accountable, even though he's dead now and 10 years old, because this young girl took herself out?
I mean, I know that the her fears played into this, but I'm gonna go with what Tony says. You have to, like, you know, kind of really concrete prove that she took her life because of this. I mean, it does sound like she took her life because of the stuff that he was saying. So,
well, I mean, it was only a little blurb I read on the website, so we don't know exactly the steps that caused her life.
Because we don't know what that girl was going through in school, her household,
right?
Yeah. Her parents could have been beating her. You know, we don't know,
right? But if she was also somebody who was forced to listen to this thing for years on end, her parents are followers of this guy. She became a follower. They listened. Like, if you have somebody who, like, lived and breathed by this man's word, and listened to everything he said. And hung on to those words, and he's telling you that the world is coming to an end, and you believe him. That's not being. It's just like you said. If you're grown up in that era, in with that, then you're gonna believe it. It's not weak minded because it's from day one. You don't have a chance to think it differently because that's all you know. And if she was that afraid of the world ending because that's what this man was spouting day in and day out, and she offed herself, his fucking old ass would have been in jail years ago. He would have died in prison if I was a lawyer. Well,
before we go to break, my whole thing with that is, like, you're sitting there like, oh, the world's going to end. Why take yourself out? You're going to be taken out anyway.
Well, who knows? Who knows why?
You want to see it.
Maybe she doesn't. Maybe if the world's going to end, she doesn't want to experience the world. Like, there's a difference between, like, it's almost like, what do you call it? Like, when, like, you hear the stories of, like a firefighter. Who's like, leave me behind, like save yourself. I got this. I can stay here and fight this off. So you can, like, you know, the chances of that, even them getting out are slim to none. But if you give them a chance, you know, I'll just stay here and take the hit, kind of thing.
Yeah,
I'll embrace the hit now. That way, you have a chance to live. I don't know. I'm just could have been something like that.
All right.
She was so afraid of how she's. It's something she can control. And that's something that I don't think we're, like, a lot of people think about when it comes. A lot of people think people who off themselves are weak-minded. And I can understand a part of that. But it's the last thing that they can control before they off themselves. It's like you have to make that effort to step off the bridge or jump in front of the train or whatever you're going to do. It's the last thing that you have that nobody can influence. Whether you're right or wrong, you know, it's the last thing that you have control over before you bite the big bazooka.
All right, we're going to take another short break, and I know Anthony has an author he wants to read about, and then I have 10 future apocalyptic events that could happen.
Not me, I'm here for the freak show. I'm staying around as long as I can.
So we'll be right back with some more sponsors.
Coming up next on Is This Real?
He doesn't stop. After his prediction failed in 2017, he revised the apocalypse to October, where he stated that the 7-year tribulation would possibly start, followed by a millennium of peace. And in 2018, he made several predictions for that year that North Korea would become a superpower.
Hey everybody, I'm JC3.
And I'm Mr. West.
And this episode is brought to you by Dubby. Made by professionals in the USA, Dubby was formulated to give you focus and energy with no jitters or crash.
No jitters.
Their formula contains vitamins, amino acids, including the patented NeuroFactor. You know what Dubby doesn't give you?
What's that?
No calories, no sugars,
no
fillers, and no artificial flavors. When the raw ingredients arrive to their FDA-registered and inspected facility that strictly adheres to GMP guidelines, they undergo a quarantine while a small sample of each ingredient is taken to test for any impurities, while also being tested to ensure that the ingredients are actually what they are supposed to be and have the proper dosage.
And once the ingredients pass all the tests, then they're cleared to get mixed into the formula.
So head on over to w.gg and use our offer code isthisrealpc for 10% off your first order. That's dubby.gg and use the code isthisrealpc for 10% off. They have great flavors such as Galaxy Grenade, Dub Sludge, Passing Joy Tea, Monkey Madness, and Dragonade. My personal favorite's
Dragonade. Right here. I got Dragonade right here. Delicious.
Drink Dubby.
And be better.
These products are not intended to diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, this is JC3 speaking. If you want to know more about Is This Real Podcast and our parent company, Green Arrow Media, then visit greenarrowmedia.org. You can find and follow all of our social media pages through our website. If you love our content, then you can support us by subscribing to our YouTube channel and our Patreon page. Remember, that is greenarrowmedia.org.
Welcome back to the End of the World Tour with Big Joe, West, Pope Tony, and myself, JC3. As we continue this episode, see, I have, like, in the last, we talked about 2012 and 2011 and Harold Camping in the last segment. In this segment, we're going to talk about future End of the World events, apocalyptic events that could happen. But Anthony, you have an author for us. What do you want to talk about this author for?
His name is David Mead. That's not his real name. He's chosen not to ever
go by his real name.
Go by or reveal his true identity.
Because you know he's gonna get it.
This guy's been everywhere. So apparently he went to the University of
Louisville. Like
herpes? Well, he's been to the University of Louisville. He's written a shit ton of books. It's all about Planet X and how it was going to arrive in 2017.
Oh, he's talking about Planet X.
Yeah, Planet Nibiru. Let's listen to some of the titles of his books. So David Mead, his first book was called Planet X at God's Endgame. That was a self-published work. Everything is pretty much self-published, but that was 2013. Let's see. Mysterious Islands. You can write a best-selling information book. Website Design for Authors. Okay. Rapture 2015.
Hold on.
Hitler's Escape to Argentina. His last book was called The End of Days, Planet X. That came out in 2017. He was writing a book about the end of the world in the year he think the end of the world was going to happen. So, like,
I'm going to write a book about this.
Listen, everyone's going to die next week, but you should really buy my book today. Just so you know, the next week's coming.
All I know is, like,
fuck this guy.
You kind of scared me there, Wes. You got up and just walked off without saying anything. I'm like, he's coming back with a gun. We're done.
2016, he wrote a book called The Coming Clinton Economic Collapse.
Well, the Clintons are going to be the... Fuck you, Clintons.
I got a general rule of thumb. If someone can't put their name on it, I don't bother listening.
Yeah,
to
the you. Assholes who said something about the Jets and Zach Wilson in the locker room, you bunch of pricks.
Okay, if you're gonna tell me, and don't claim anonymous sources, because anonymous sources
talking
are
to you,
bullshit.
Diana Russi.
All right, I have no time for that. If you say something, own it.
He has made appearances and interviews on Coast to Coast, Washington Post, Glenn Beck. He's been on YouTube with
Glenn Beck and Kostick. Oh, he's
he was on
all for the conspiracy.
YouTube.
Theorists.
He's on YouTube all over the. He's all over YouTube.
So you're gonna tell me they don't block this guy, but they block fucking Alex Jones?
He is best known for making numerous failed predictions, which have passed regarding the end times,
don't
including a hidden planet named as Nibiru that would destroy Earth.
Don't make me go there, please.
I'm not gonna make you go there.
Okay.
See, this man is talking about the world's going to end, right? Mm-hmm. It's a little bit different than stuff like than Alex Jones. Whether you believe him or not, Alex Jones is taking what he sees as far as the country and politics, and he's extrapolating, saying this is what's really happening, and I have proof, and everyone has to look. That's
wrong.
Different, huh? What was that?
We couldn't hear you. You have your mouth covered. Which
frogs? Right.
According to Anthony, your mouth is gagged right now. It's kind of hot.
I didn't say that, but I'll think it now. Thanks. he doesn't stop. After his prediction failed in 2017, he revised the apocalypse to October, where he stated that the 7-year tribulation would possibly start, followed by a millennium of peace. And in 2018, he made several predictions for that year, that North Korea would become a superpower, and that Nibiru
Trump put an end to that.
And then Nibiru would destroy the Earth in spring. He said the apocalypse would begin in 2018, but he didn't say what date. And then after he said, no, 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 it's actually April 23rd of 18, because the sun, moon, Jupiter, and Virgo will signal the rapture and Nibiru will destroy the Earth. And that didn't happen.
By the way, we have
Why does anyone listen to this cocksucker?
Hold on. We have an episode about planet Nibiru. Please go listen. See, my problem when you have these predictionists and they turn around and predict a date and the date comes and goes and nothing has happened, they go, wait, I'm revising my date. Nope. You're done right there.
Mm-hmm.
No mulligans.
No mulligans. You don't get to say I'm revising. A mulligan is like
a do-over.
You don't get to revise your end of the world date. And you have one chance to predict the end of the world. And if it doesn't happen, sit the fuck down.
And how does he know this? His calculations? He based the his prediction is based on numerical codes in the Bible. He also based his predictions on what he says are coded messages in the pyramids of Giza. So again, two completely
separate things.
He sees something and goes, oh.
See something, say something.
I'm seeing something here that nobody else is seeing. So everyone has to send me money because I'm going to write a book. Like, this is what I mean. Like, this is, to me, this is the definition of a conspiracy theorist. Like, this is a conspiracy theory podcast. We all believe in things. But this asshole has made money off of it. Where the fuck's my check?
Write a book, damn it.
Write a book. Predict something. 2052. April 7th, 2052. The end of the world is going to happen.
Everyone start prepping now.
Anthony's going to take a fart, and it's just going to kill everyone.
I don't know about that. And by the way, I want you just to understand something. This is a man.
This is a man?
I hope people who graduated. Like to our podcast. I hope people who listen to our podcast actually start selling shirts. 2052, the end of the world.
This is a man who graduated from the University of Louisville. This is a man who graduated with a degree in something. It says astronomy. I don't know how much I believe that. My point is, you have a man who went to school, who went to a higher education, and is still spewing shit like this.
I don't know, man. Those people with higher educations are fucked up.
This is what I'm saying, like,
right?
I don't.
Hey. People who went to college are fucked up.
Here's a reason why nobody's going to go after him, because he's making himself look like a whack job. Okay, people aren't going to believe him. The government's not going to go after him. Nobody's going to sue him for hundreds of billions of dollars.
Oh, because he's not right about anything.
Right, he's also...
They go after Alex Jones because Alex Jones is right about shit.
Okay, Alex Jones...
This guy isn't.
Alex Jones hit a nerve with some people, and they didn't like it, and they questioned things you weren't supposed to question.
Let's not get into that one.
We're not going to get into it. But there's a reason why.
I really I want to go to his Twitter and just like every time he posts, just like shut the fuck up underneath it.
So any more on him, Mr. Mead?
I hope he just goes away.
Okay.
Okay. Well, stop talking about him. He'll go.
In our last little bit of this episode, I have 10 future. End of the world. Not dates, not predictions, but scientific things that...
I'm going to mark them down, too.
All right, ready? So, number 10, the melting of the Wilkes Basin, or the Wilkes Basin. Found in East Antarctica. Antarctica.
Yeah, it's real.
The Wilkes Basin is 870 miles long.
Wilkes,
whatever.
Did you say East Antarctica?
East Antarctica.
How do you get east out of a round place?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you get east out of that? I mean,
on the eastern side of the hemisphere.
Is there an east USA?
I'm talking, you're the under the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is east?
I understand what you're saying. Because when you're standing at the South Pole,
every direction
you're looking in is north.
Right.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Go by based off where the prime meridian cuts it in half. And then you split the...
I would if I knew what that meant.
You have the equator. It's at zero degrees around the Earth,
right.
Horizontally. The prime meridian does the same thing
vertically.
So it all, meets at the poles.
I remember that.
And if you were to take that and just split it in half, you have two hemispheres, a west and an eastern and a western.
He's trying so hard. He's like, I'm not going to do it. Like, I promise everyone I'm not going to fall asleep, but I'm trying.
All right, so the melting of the Wilkes Basin.
So the Wilkes Basin is 870 miles long and 250 miles wide. It functioned as a sort of ice plug, trapping a vast quantity of marine ice from melting. But scientists warn that it's at risk of deglaciation due to climate change. Shut the fuck up. Should the drainage basin melt, sea levels would be catastrophic. In 2022, Science Magazine classified the melting of the Wilkes Basin as an irreversible tipping point in Earth's climate system.
I just get the whole concept of Antarctica just fucks me up, because when you're standing on a glacier in Antarctica, you're really upside down. That just drives me crazy.
Upside down.
You're not upside down.
No, you're not.
No, you're not dead.
That's not how the world works.
Compared to you right now, there are people on Antarctica. To us, like physically speaking, they are upside down. But the Earth, in the context of space, there's no up, there's no down, there's no nothing. Okay. So
technically, you want to get
it's
that way.
Gravity pulling us down.
Gravity that makes
that way you could. That's why you could walk. No one's walking around holding on to fucking shit so they don't fall off the Earth.
I know, I understand that, but
it's everybody that's standing in Antarctica.
If you're in New Jersey when you're going to Florida, you're not saying I'm going up to Florida. You're going down to Florida.
Just falling, their faces are pushed up. Like you're upside down.
All right, come on, next one. Let's go.
They're just balloon men. Just.
Everyone in Australia's arms are jacked because they're just swinging like monkey, like you know, one bar from like monkey bars.
Okay, number nine, WR104.
Hold on, real quick. So you're saying the first one was like the glaciers melt, and like
this glacier melts.
Iowa becomes like beachfront property because everything gets drowned. Okay,
yes, that would turn around and make the George Strait song. I'll give you
beachfront property in Arizona.
Arizona beachfront property, a true song.
Yeah, and then like the Yellowstone volcano blows up, and there's no more North America. Half it's underwater, the other half's melted.
So WR104, when the stars reach the end of
the market, will be great at that time.
When the stars reach the end of their lives, they can collapse into themselves and form black holes or neutron stars.
They can.
That is correct.
They can.
And when this happens, the star explodes and emits an incredible amount of electromagnetic radiation known as gamma rays. That is also true.
That is true. Yes.
This explosion is called a gamma ray burst. Yes. 8,400 light years from Earth sits a triple star system called WR104. And it's dying. More research is needed, but it's believed that the primary Wolf Riot star will go supernova in a few hundred thousand years. We'll be good. While it's extremely unlikely, the resulting gamma ray burst has the potential to hit Earth. And if that happens, it would be very bad news indeed.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, anything.
You're pretty much just telling me that this star is just going to, and then just.
Yeah, a couple hundred light years away from Earth.
Yeah, yeah, 8,400 light years away. So when that does get, when that thing blows up, it's going to take 8,400 years to get here.
Light years.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't know how, like.
Well, I mean,
years.
Light years is a measure of distance, not time.
Yeah.
So,
which is fucking stupid. But
no, it's not.
I mean, it's stupid to call it years because people
think
it's
how.
Time.
No, it's just what it is. How far can light travel in the span of a year? That's a light year, and it's 200. It's like 209,000 miles.
Fucking scientist, shut up.
A second.
Flipping poles is number eight.
The magnetic reversal.
We're not talking about the ones you like where people are the women on the poles.
They are talented, and I got to put those girls through college somehow.
While Earth has a solid inner core, the outer core is liquid, composed mostly of iron and nickel.
Mm-hmm.
Currents within the outer core generate the magnetic field that protects the Earth from the solar wind and cosmic rays.
Mm-hmm.
The magnetic field's poles are at the far north and south of the planet. However, at irregular intervals, hundreds of thousands of years apart, they trade places in what is known as geomagnetic reversal. It is a slow process that takes thousands of years to complete. The last reversal occurred 780,000 years ago. So we're due then.
Yes and no.
We don't know what about to expect, but expect the magnetic field will be chaotic, potentially increasing our exposure to radiation. Then again, maybe nothing will happen.
It's possible.
But, like, isn't all of our, like, technology or batteries and shit like that based on north to south?
What?
I don't know. I read something about that.
Oh. What?
Anywho.
How's our battery? What?
Batteries are...
Number seven. Gliese 710. As stars and their planets hurtle around the Earth,
Dad, I'm so glad you're focused on what I'm saying.
I'm listening to everything you're saying.
And your phone, you prick. As I'm stars...
I'm doing math with the late years thing.
Dead air.
As stars and their planets hurtle around the sun, they sometimes brush by each other, or even crash together. And in the far future, it's going to happen to us. One star called Gliese 710 is on a current direct collision course with our solar system.
Yay.
And how about many light years away?
1.29 million years, Gliese 710 will pass close to the sun at a predicted minimum distance of 10,520 astronomical units, where each unit represents...
An astronomical unit is 93 million miles. That is the... An astronomical unit, if I'm remembering correctly, Google, please, you know, correct me. An astronomical unit is the distance between us and the sun. So we said, okay, that's...
So basically 9 billion units, 9 billion
miles. It's like, how many suns away is it?
So therefore, I shouldn't pack?
No.
No. Okay. It's going to happen.
You're
at one
invited
point.
To my cookout, though.
1.29 million years, I think.
Make sure you pack enough sunscreen. SPF 1 trillion.
I might be reincarnated a dozen times. Yes.
The enormous gravitational
pull. You'll be a rock.
The enormous gravitational pull of the sun could potentially perturb objects in the Oort cloud and send comets hurtling our way.
Yeah.
For millions of years. If one of them hits Earth, it could cause widespread disaster.
That's what happens now anyway. The Oort cloud is the area of... It's basically the asteroid field at the very far reaches of our solar system past Pluto. And as the Earth, as the sun and their solar system is... hurtling through the cosmos, spinning on the, you know, the disk that is the Milky Way, gravity works, and shit from the Oort cloud gets pulled down in our solar system all the time. The reason we don't get it hit as much as the reason why we don't get hit as much as we are is because Jupiter is essentially a giant solar system vacuum cleaner. It's so big that when
big is it?
Makes Joey look no. It's so big that when asteroids and shit do fly through our solar system, the gravity from Jupiter sucks them up, and it keeps us from getting hit.
Sucks it up worse than your last girlfriend, am I right?
Sucked the white off a cue ball. Thanks, Robbie, for that one.
Number six, the Big Freeze.
Yes, the Big Freeze.
Ice Age?
So far,
no. This one's bigger.
So far, we've been focusing on Earth, but there are even bigger things to think about. Bigger than me, all right? Fuck you. I know where you're going to go. There are a few different theories about the ultimate fate of the universe. They depend on the rate of expansion and overall density. One, the Big Crunch. We'll see the universe stop expanding and start contradicting.
Joey finds the ultimate Dorito. It's the Doro. It's not the small version. It's the large one. And he takes the ultimate crunch, and life as we know it stops. The planet gets shattered in two.
The universe stops expanding.
Yes.
And starts...
You gotta come and try to save the day.
And starts contracting.
Yes. Like a big rubber band.
It collapses into another singularity.
Problem is that the Big Crunch is the expansion of the universe is accelerating, not decreasing. If it was decreasing, that would be likely, because you can sit there and go, eventually it's going to have to stop and snap back. But because we're expanding and the speed of expansion is picking up, we don't know where the fuck it's going.
Well, the Big Rip will see the expansion of the universe eventually tearing it apart.
That's also possible.
Based on our current knowledge, the most likely scenario is the Big Freeze, in which expansion robs the world of warmth, ending in heat death.
Oh, that's...
Either way, the universe will effectively be dead.
It's so much more terrifying than you just put it. The Big Freeze essentially is the universe is so large that every atom, not just a planet and a star, or whatever. Every atom that makes up everything would be so far away from one another that there is absolutely no, like, the only reason heat happens is because things move really close to each other and generates friction, which causes heat. The atoms would be so far apart, they wouldn't be able to touch each other and they wouldn't be able to create that heat. But every single atom in existence throughout the universe, that far apart and not being able to create any heat. So that's the big freeze.
Noise? Car. It's a car.
That's the big freeze.
Anthony talks like Donald Trump.
It's so much scarier than you think.
Thank you.
Yeah, because we could just be talking that.
And it's like we're just like
but it doesn't happen. It's like, it's like you think, oh, there'll be planets and a star here. There, like, there's nothing. It's infinite black except the atoms that are not close enough to touch each other to create anything.
They want to get far away from Anthony before he touched them. Bennu, discovered back in 1999 and named after an Egyptian mythological bird. Bennu is an asteroid that is headed towards us.
Cool.
We don't have to worry, though, as Bennu won't reach Earth until another 150 to 300 years. But it will cause quite a scare for our great-great-grandchildren. The chances of the asteroid striking Earth are about 1 in 1750. Which is a little close. Just a little close.
I've decided that's my last thing on Earth. When I die,
yeah, 1750 is like, that's
a,
yeah,
like this has a better chance of hitting Earth than the Jets winning a Super Bowl. That's scary.
When I die, I'm the last thing I'm gonna look at my grandkids and be like, "You better start preparing. The asteroid's coming," and then I'm just gonna fade into the ether, and they're gonna shit their pants.
So you just turn into dust when you die?
Oh,
well, I mean, my consciousness will fade into the ether.
Whoa. Number four is the upcoming Ice Age. Upcoming Ice Age. Not just a new Ice Age. The upcoming one. So prepare your calendars.
Yeah. Get a jacket.
We're
currently in one right now in this fucking garage.
Interglacial period between Ice Ages that started about 11,700 years ago. Human activities have also warmed the planet. Warmed? No, that says warned. That's an N.
That's probably a typo then. Just
also warmed the planet, increasing the frequencies of natural disasters and pushing many species to the brink of extinction. However, fuck you, West. Even assuming we don't tip our home into a runaway greenhouse effect, we also need to reckon with the next ice age in our planet's natural climate cycle. Thank you. According to experts, this may be another 50,000 years off. Global warming could push this to 100,000 years. Afterwards, the world will enter another glacial period. Our species made it through the last glacial period, so there is hope, but we would have to adapt considerably to survive.
Yeah, they stuck close to volcanoes and shit like that, where there was a source of heat, and that's how a lot of mammalians... But, like, shit like... Listen, Venus is a runaway gas house. You know what I mean? Greenhouse effect. Fire. We didn't have anything with that. It just happened.
Number three.
How many we got of this altogether?
Three more left.
Please.
The Russo-Ukrainian War.
Skip.
Why?
Just skip it. This is politics. It has nothing to do with, like, how is that going to end the world?
Do you guys want to know how it's going to end the world, West? You want to know?
The nukes will go off.
I guess. Yes. Okay.
Nuclear war. Just say that.
Number two, the Holocene extinction event. We are currently in the middle of a mass extinction event known as the Holocene extinction. The Holocene epoch has seen widespread extinctions on both planet and animal species. It's thought that much of this has been due to human activities, such as hunting and habitat destruction. One frightening 2022 study published in Science Advances estimates that between 13% and 27% of terrestrial vertebrate species will be gone by the end of the current century. Marine life is also at risk thanks to overfishing, pollution, and climate change. The disruption to ecosystem will be devastating for humans as well.
That's not new. 99% of all species that has ever lived on this planet are extinct, and we did not kill them all.
That's right. Stand up for humans.
Dodo birds, sure. Like, shit, like, humans, there are examples of, like, things that have gone extinct because of humans. But 99% of all things that ever lived are no longer here, and we didn't do nearly half of that.
Number one, I'm not even going to fucking sit there and... Damn you, West. I'm not even going to sit there and read it. It's just the sun will destroy the Earth. The sun will explode.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
That's going to happen eventually. A
couple billion years.
So the difference you had here is with the last stuff you read is all possible scenarios.
7.5 billion years the sun will explode.
Right. You got all these are possible scenarios on how the world's going to end. And that's fine. This is science. It's going to one of these is going to happen.
Well, the sun's definitely going to happen.
It's where you get into the dark stuff is when you tell you it's going to happen at 12 o'clock on July 7th. You know,
well, no, those are people who predict it.
Right.
There's two separate things here when you talk about end of the world events.
Right.
Scientifical events.
Right.
And then biblical prophecies.
Right.
Two separate things.
Except when it comes to science, it's not prophecy. This is just...
Well, that's why I said. I didn't preface it with, gotcha, with prophecy.
Yeah. This I is said observable,
scientific events.
Yeah, this is observable, testable.
And that's why you're sitting here saying it's... I mean, granted, besides the fucking... The one that Anthony's going to warn his grandchildren about, which is going to happen in 150, 300 years, everything else is like... This is going to happen like 200,000... 300,000 years away. Like, you're talking years away.
Talking about billions of years away in terms of the sun exploding.
Yeah, so it's like one of these things, like these
it's
are
on
things,
our to-do list.
Like the one about the one sun exploding that's the light years away, that's going to happen. Stars die. These things are scientifical things that happen.
Yeah, they go kablooey, all right.
That's what happens. And unfortunately... Again, we're not going to be here to see it.
I know you won't.
You're not going to be here either, Wes.
You don't know that.
Let me guess.
I just hope it's
you're
not...
You're John Wilkes Booth in another life, huh?
I just hope that it doesn't happen on a Friday.
Why do I got to kill Abe Lincoln?
Why wouldn't you want it to happen on a Friday?
Because the weekend's coming up. I don't want the world to end on a Friday. That would suck.
Anywho.
It would fuck up my weekend plans.
So... Does anybody have any more to add? No. I know there's a lot of other events that we could sit here and talk about. These are the big ones.
I mean, some of these things that we talked about tonight, we are going to touch on later in the season as well.
And we're going to expand on, like, the Book of Revelation. I know.
Because a lot of cults have that. Like, you know, join my shit, because this is when I think the world's going to end.
I definitely know, like, fucking, I know some of this shit was predicted by Nostradamus. So, like, you can sit there and talk when we do his episode. Which is in a couple weeks.
Well, Quasimodo predicted this shit, you know?
Yeah. So, like, there's definitely, like, I know 1666 we didn't talk about, and that was a religious thing where, you know, 666, the devil was going to come on that day. You know, you just give him a towel. It's one of those things, it's like we there's so many events that people sit there and, like, people predict every day. And now, remember, in 2052, I'm
here's
just saying.
Like, people believe that we were raptured. Back in 2012, it did happen, and that everything that's left over now, like, we just don't know it. Like, we think it was fake.
It's a
because
simulation.
We didn't get raptured.
Not a simulation.
Therefore, only God's chosen did. So we're already living in hell.
Well, see, my whole thing, like, I could sit here and have that. There's a thought in my head sometimes. I'm like, you know, we die every day. But I feel like we wake up in another dimension, you know? You could sit there and try and sit there and talk shit like that, but it's like...
Why can't I wake up in a fucking dimension where I have a couple of, like, zeros in my bank account and the Jets win the Super Bowl every year? Why can't I wake up in that fucking reality?
Because you haven't gotten to that reality yet.
Oh, yeah, sure, I haven't gotten to that reality. Well, amazingly, I keep waking up in the reality where I have credit card debt. I don't understand this.
You're the one who decided to take...
Every night I go to sleep, I wake up the next morning in a reality of somehow my dick hasn't grown any bigger. Why am I keep getting the shit realities? Why can't I wake up and be having sex on a jet ski?
I just realized.
Or with a jet ski.
I just realized.
Oh dear.
Fuck
God.
You, Dad. You just realized something?
Yes.
What'd you realize?
The show's too long.
No, Tony doesn't look like bubblegum. He looks like a fat Kirby.
He does. He does look like. This is like a Kirby 8 Tony.
I'm about to go fucking full on Majin Buu on you assholes. Can we wrap this shit up so I can go to a heat source?
Your car?
I'm going to light myself on fire in about a minute.
Well,
you won't.
We are going to wrap this up. So nobody else has anything on extinction level events?
No, I don't.
No.
All right, so next week we're talking about...
take a piss and I shoot a sickle shoots out my dick.
Next week we're talking about Rajneeshpuram.
Oh, yes.
That is a cult.
Rajneeshpuram.
I don't know if I'm on that show or not. I gotta find out.
Yes, you are.
He was a man who...
I could pick and choose my own shows too, can't I?
Mr. Rajneesh.
All right, Anthony, tell everybody your social medias.
Well, go to greenarrowmedia.org. You'll see all of our links on our website. You can see all the future episodes that are coming up. You could look at the past episodes if you want. You can check out some pictures. You can go to our YouTube. All of our social links are on our website, greenarrowmedia.org. And we're on Twitter or X, YouTube, TikTok. And we're on some variation of Is This Real? Is This Real PC? Or Is This Real Podcast?
One other thing I want to add is if anybody out there has a book or anything they want to promote, and you can be invaluable to our season of that we're going through right now.
Cults and Prophecies.
Cults and Prophecies. Yes. We can push a book for you. We can do whatever you want. If you want to be a guest, contact us through the Green Arrow website, and we'll go from there.
Yes, let's vet them, because I don't want David Mead on here. He seems like storm kind of fucker.
I would be completely fine talking to one of these people
I want to talk to anybody who's got who wants to talk. I don't care what that's how you learn.
Green too.
So if you're if you wrote a book or you're an expert in some field or something, and you know we can offer you some promotion, for exchange for being on our podcasts.
I will make fun of you. I'm just giving you fair warning.
And you know what? It's
depends on what it is.
You won't be on the episode then.
If a guy comes on here and says, guys, I've figured it out. I read the Bible. I've read the Quran. I've read several charts. Next July, pack your shit. And here's why.
You're not going to come with that purple fucking outfit on, are you?
I'm not. I don't even want to wear this.
Wes, if we ever have a guest that decides to do something like that, I'm putting you next to him. So if he says something, you have my full permission to hit him as hard as you can.
I'm going to ask questions. I'm allowed to ask questions.
Ask questions,
and if they
yes.
give me dumb answers, I'm going to make fun of them for it.
No. You're not allowed to make fun. You're
That's
allowed to ask questions.
That's not why we're bringing guests in here.
It's not, I don't mean
Dickhead.
Like...
Dickhead. That's not why we're bringing guests in. Cut his mic.
I'm not saying I'm going to make fun of them like be disrespectful, but I'm going to ask questions.
Disrespectful.
Yeah, you can ask questions. That's why we're bringing them in.
Anywho, next week we're talking about Rajneesh Purim.
Yes, we are.
And as we continue our Cults and Prophecy season... yes, but that's not part of our season 12, because Krampus is going to happen before season 12 debuts.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, West. So, everyone say goodnight.
You can go back.
Yatsumi. Good night, everyone.
We'll catch you guys.
Adios, motherfuckers.
Next week with Rajneesh Purim. Remember, everybody, question everything and go buy t-shirts. Good night.
Next week on Is This Real?
Rajneesh Purim was actually a cult. Rajneesh Purim.
There you go. Purim,
okay.
Like a cat, motherfucker.
Was actually a cult in Oregon, and it started in 1981.
Is this proven that it was a cult?
Yes. It was followed. Let me get into it a little bit here. They were following Rajneesh. His real name is Chandra Mohan Yan, and he was born in British India. And
later
he was
known as Osho.
And right, and he was actually a spiritual leader.
Konnichiwa, bitches. It's Ryu West speaking. If you want to find out more about the Is This Real podcast, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/IsThisRealPC. We're on Twitter at Is This Real PC. We're on Instagram at Is This Real Podcast, all one word.